what now?
Last, with phase one.
Okay.
Good afternoon. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Robert Hager, ADC number 281642. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Hager is 65 years old. He was sentenced to 12 years for attempt to commit molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, and a Class 3 felony. In addition, he received lifetime probation as a sex offender. I will read a short summary of the incident offense. During a forensic interview, the 10-year-old victim stated she calls her grandmother's boyfriend, Grandpa Bob. She says he drinks a lot when he comes over and was pretty drunk when the incident occurred. He came into her bedroom to say goodnight and said she should take her pants off. She said she was stupid to listen to him, but she took her pants off. He then told her to take off her underwear. She told him she was not going to, but he made her take them off. He also told her to take off her shirt and training bra. He then stuck his finger in her vagina. He was pushing very hard. She said it hurt. He was about to cry. I won't go any further in the reading, but it's graphic. He pled guilty and was sentenced on June 7, 2003. Regarding his commutation application, he is asking for time served. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an absolute discharge date of July 30th, 2022. Should commutation be granted, his release from prison would be immediate. The purpose of Mr. Hager's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he feels tremendous remorse for his crime, that he has no disposition for recidivism, and that he was scared into a plea agreement. He's had no discipline in ADC. He has no letters of support in his commutation package from friends, family, or community. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Hager's sentence was excessive, his incident offense has a minimum sentence of 5 years, a presumptive sentence of 10 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. Based on the seriousness of the crime and the trauma to the victim, I do not find his punishment excessive, especially considering that it was based slightly above the presumptive. But I am open to the discussion input of my colleagues, and I did want to add that during his interview, he made the remark, "This is going to sound crazy, and I'm just an adult, and I'm supposed to know better, but sometimes when you get too drunk, shit just happens. The kid seduced me." He went on to kiss her goodnight, and when he hugged her, she told him in a seductive manner that he was only wearing his underwear. He said he was concerned about himself or what would happen if he was seduced by this kid. He should have known better, but he did not sound like there was much remorse. So again, I am open to discussion and the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see the votes land, and that is regarding Mr. Robert Hager, ADC number 281642. I make a motion not to pass him to phase two.
Second.
I thank my fellow board members, and this concludes our hearing.
Thank you.